Okay, Hikumin is the Kokomish of Hashem. Okay, so we're up to over here. Ubisar Zevach, here it is. Okay, here we go. We're up to Pasuk Tezvav. We're up to Pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk Tezvav says, what do you do? The carbon toid. The carbon toid yesterday, to recap, we learned about the carbon toid. Zoyz Torah Zevach Hashlamim Asher Yakiv LaHashem. We learned a lot of Chidushim. Number one, we learned the Chidush that I didn't know. I don't know anything. That a carbon toidah is in the chelik of the carbon shalomim. It's a fairish in the pasuk. It's vamish, a carbon, a toidah is a carbon shalomim. We learned the carbon toidah has four different types of breads. Three of them are matzah, and one is chametz. The three that are matzah are chalois matzois, rikike matzois, soiles murbeches, and then it says, together with lechem chametz, chalois lechem chametz. Okay, so there are chalois matzois, which, I don't know, regular, just chalois. I'm not sure, they need flour and oil. And then there are another category of matzah that are wafers, where you pour upon it, you bake some dough, and you pour upon it oil, and you fry it in the oil. And then there's a type of a matzah where you scald the flour with boiling oil and you let it soak in the oil. Not exactly sure, the three different types of matzahs. And then there are chametz, four different types of bread accompany the zevach, the animal. Okay, and then what do? You prepare it. You prepare the 40, how many breads? So we learned 40. Each type has 10 breads, for a grand total of 40 breads. Then we learned yesterday that you take one, then you slaughter the carbon, the carbon toida. You slaughter it. When you slaughter it, the slaughter, it gives the bread sanctity. The chalois kedusha. It's like a brisk of art. Mrs. Glatter, you can learn in brisk. You can go learn in brisk with all the boys, you know, the Yisoid. The shchita sazevach, the moment you slaughter the carbon, this is what gives the 40 breads sanctity. A brisk of art. That's what it says. That's the whole style of briskatari, like that. The chalois, the shchita sazevach, is what gives the 40 breads sanctity. What do you do next? You take four breads, four of the 40, and you give those four breads to the kohen as a gift. You take there are 30 matzos and 10 chametz, four varieties. You take one bread from the chalois, belulois vashemen, one bread of the rikike matzos, the wafers, one bread of the revucha, and one bread of chametz, and you give it to the Kohen as a gift. And what do you have left over? What are the 36, a nice number. Two times high. 36 loaves of bread you get to keep. And now the Pasuk says, what, you're going to put it in your freezer? You can't put them in your freezer. You have to eat it on that day. So first it says over here, it says, Uvisar, the meat of the Zevach, the meat of the Zevach Toida Shlomov. The meat of the zevach of the toid of the carbon shlamim, biyoyim carbono yeochel, you must eat it on that very day, lo yaniach mimenu ad boiker. Which basically means that day and the following night. There's a time limit on how long you can eat the carbon toid. Now this is a very big chiddush, because a regular carbon shlamim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days. You eat it the day that you bring it, and you eat it at night, and you can eat the meat the next day. A carbon toid is unique, in that you only have 1 day and one night to eat the carbon toida. Why is that so? So I say drush. It's because when it comes to saying thank you, you have to say thank you right away. When it comes to make peace, shalom, shlamim, regular carbon shlamim, all right, in the meantime, we can fight. We'll fight and we'll make peace another time. We don't have to make peace right away. Let's have some fun. Let's kill each other. And then we'll make peace tomorrow, next year. When it comes to saying thank you, If you don't say thank you immediately, it's stale. A thank you has to be said immediately. So when it comes to Rebbe Karmen Shlomim, then you have 2 days and the night in between to eat the basar. When it comes to Karmen Toida, you have to eat it the day that you bring the carbon, and that's it. And the following night, and that's it. And whatever you don't eat by the following morning, you have to burn in the fire. Now, it's interesting, it does not say in this pasuk, what about the 40 breads? What is the time expiration on the 40 breads? So I'm assuming, it doesn't say it, it doesn't say this anywhere. I don't know that I'm right, I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm assuming the breads have the same limitation. You have to eat the 40 breads within 1 day and one night. And it's, and so you'll ask, how in the world can you possibly eat 40 breads in one day and one night? You make a party and you invite all of your friends. Or you go to shul and you put it in the shul and let all the balabatim eat it. Tikkun. And in fact, that is the reason why the Torah wants you to have 40 breads. Because the Torah knows that you can't possibly eat so much food in one day. And it wants you to share. It wants you, when you're going to share the bread, people are going to ask, what's this about? Why are you giving out Mishloach Manos? It's not Purim today. Why are you giving us bagels today? It's not Purim. Don't you know? I experienced a miracle. I was sick. And I got better. I traveled across the Yam, over the desert. I was in prison. I want to say to Hashem, thank you. And I brought a carbon toida. And as an expression of thanksgiving, I'm sharing all the food with you. It's a technique that the Torah demands for a person to be mefarsein, to make it, to publicize that he merited something very, very good. He merited a miracle and he wants to share this good fortune with everyone else. And that's why he does this. So that's what we want. It's, I'm assuming, even though it doesn't say over here, that the bread is also 1 day, one night. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says here, "Ubesar zevach todah shlamav yesh kan ribuyin harbe." In this pasuk, there are many, many words are extra. The rabbi schatos ve'asham ve'el nozir ve'chagigas arbasa shiyu necham liam v'layla. Oh, look at this. So he says over here, there are many words. Okay, I don't know what all the words are to include. There are other korbanos. What korbanos? Achatos and an asham. That's no big deal. Achatos is kodshe kodoshim. All kodshe kodoshim you eat for 1 day and one night. Okay, so that, I mean, I don't know. That the only way you know this from Karban Toida, interesting. The El Nazir, a Nazir. A Nazir brings a carbon, what is the El Nazir? The El Nazir is the Shlom, I think. Right? I think it's the Shlomim. Masech the Nazir, only 2 more days left. Masech the Nazir. Daf Yomi. Erblazer, you learning Daf Yomi? You learn Daf Yomi, Erblazer? No, not now. You used to learn Daf Yomi, right? You never learned Daf Yomi?
Individual.
All right, don't worry. Whatever, it's all good. So the Nazir learns only 2 more days. 2 more days. I used to learn Daf Yomi very intensely. I used to learn it. I used to know it. I used to give a shir. My father, so we had a very big Daf Yomi shir. Now we have a learn at night. After the shir, I have a little group. We don't really learn it. We learn a little bit. It's not like I used to. And I don't prepare. I prepare very little. Prepare for half an hour, look it over a little bit, and we learn it together. A little group. Nazir is a very hard mesechta. It's a very, very hard mesechta. It's a hard mesechta. Once upon a time, many, many years ago, when I did Daf Yomi, I really learned it. I remember, I spent a lot of time on it. It was a lot of fun. But lately, I've slacked off, and this mesechta, it's unusually hard. It's not easy. So you bring the El Nazir, the Shlomim, and it says here that the Shlomim is only for 1 day and one night, just like a Karban Toida. The Chagigas Arba Osar. This is interesting, very interesting. The Chagiga that you bring on Pesach, that you bring only on Pesach, you eat it 1 day and one night. You eat it, you can eat it Erev Pesach, it seems like, and you eat it the night of Pesach, when you bring the Karban Pesach, the Pesach Seder. 1 day and one night. So we know that from all the words over here in this pasuk. There's how many? Basar, zevach, toidas. 1, 2, 3, 4. There are 4 words. Chatos, Asham, El Nazir. There are four different examples listed over here in this pasuk, and this pasuk is the source to teach you that these four korbanos you eat one day and one night. The two kochei kodoshim that are eaten, because the carbon oila is not eaten. Carbon oila is completely burnt. So what else is there from kochei kodoshim? A chatos and an asham. This is the pasuk that we're marbe. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah how long you eat the meat of a kochei kodoshim. Only who eats the meat, the kohanim. Kochei kodoshim is only eaten by the kohanim. Kochim kalim is eaten by the owners. But the kochei kodoshim is eaten by the kohanim. They have a limit of time, one day and one night. What else? A shlam, the nazir. The nazir brings three korbanos, a chatos and an oila. The oila is completely burnt. The chatos is, we just said that, the chatos is one day and one night. Then he brings a korban shalomim. And the korban shalomim brings an ayil, a male ram, an ayil. And that's that. What status that? That's called the korban shlomim. That shlomim is eaten only for one day and one night. What else? The chagiga. Chagiga, you bring a chagiga three times a year. Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. A korban chagiga. So it seems that when you bring the korban chagiga on Sukkot and on Shavuos, you eat it for 2 days and the night in between. But the chagiga that you bring erev Pesach is different. Why is it different? I don't know. The only reason why you bring a chagig in order to eat that first, in order to fill yourself up, so that you eat the Karm Pesach, it's nechal al hasoiva. But that chagigah you bring on Erev Pesach, on day 14, and I guess you can eat during the day, and you eat whatever you didn't finish, eat at night before you eat the Karm Pesach, and that's it. After chatzos, you can no longer eat it. Okay, next. B'yoim karbono yoichel uchazman bisra. Oh, here it is. You see? I didn't know where it is. Here it is. This is a great Rashi. Maybe I did prepare this. I was only learning Chumash Rashi. Maybe somehow stuck in my mind. So it says, how do you know? How does Rashi know this? And the Zman of the Basar is the Zman of the bread. How do you know that? How did Rashi know this? Obviously, there's some drasha. Okay, you have to go take out the Sfarm on Chumash. Certainly there's a drasha over here to see exactly the source where Rashi got this from. Rashi can't say this on his own. On the day that he eats the carbon, b'yom karbono ye ochel, it's not just the meat, but the 40 loaves of bread. Lo yaniach mimen wad boiker, aval oichel hu kol halayla. Imkein laman emar amr ad chatzois. Oh, why then in the Gemara does it say that you only can eat the meat kachem until chatzois? Lahar chig adam min hu averu, just like kriyashma. Kriyashma, you're supposed to say Kriyashma before Chatzos, before midnight. B'di'evet, if you didn't say Kriyashma before midnight, you can say it all the way until the morning, until you wake up, until the Zman of Kima. But l'chatchila, you should say it before Chatzos, because if you don't say it before Chatzos, you may fall asleep, and you may not wake up until it's already too late. So therefore, we say that when it comes to Kriyashma, we say that by Kachim, l'chatchila, you should eat the Kachim before Chatzos, even though technically you can really eat it until the morning. Okay? So there's a lot of nice yesoidos in this pasuk. Ubisar zevach toidash on their four words. 1, 2, 3, 4. What does it say? Because I guess you don't need this. If the pasuk would just say biyom karbono yeochel lo yanich mimenu ad boiker, we would automatically know that is referring to the karbon toida. Why did it say these four words? In order to include four other types of karbonos: the chatos, the osham, the Chagiga biyom yedalit and the El Nazir, one day and one night. Biyom karbonoi, not only is the basar of the toida eaten but one day and one night, the breads, the 40 loaves of breads, the 30 matzos and the 10 chametz, also one day, one night. How are you going to eat 40 breads? How is the kohen going to eat even his four breads? Gain a lot of weight. People, I know a lot of people, they don't even want to eat, they don't even eat any challah on Shabbat, only eat matzah. Because they think in their minds that matzah, you gain less weight if you eat matzah than you eat chametz. I'm not sure, I don't know where that came from. So they wash and they eat matzah. It digests easier? I don't know, whatever. So how is the kohen going to eat four breads? He'll give it to his children. He'll give it to his mother-in-law. He'll give it to his family. And what about you have 36 leftover breads? That's why we have shuls and we have a minyan for shachris and you have tikkun. You have a back table and you put down all the food and you tell everyone, eat. Eat all the food, free food. Okay. In Yerushalayim, only in Yerushalayim, of course. Now we go to, we're done. That's it. That's it. That's all it says in the Torah about the Korban Torah. Now, there's a lot more. There's a lot more to know about the Korban Torah than we just learned. Okay, there's a lot more to learn. Now, by the way, Erev Pesach. Do you say Erev Pesach? Mizmor L'Soida. So in the Psukei de Zimra, it corresponds. Mizmor L'Soida is connected the Korban Torah. There are 2 days a year when we don't say Mizmor L'Soida. What are those 2 days a year? Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Why not? Why don't we say Mizmor L'Soida, Erev Pesach, and Erev Yom Kippur? Because they did not allow people to bring a Korban Torah on Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur. Why not? Erev Pesach is simple, because part of the Korban Torah were 10 breads of chametz. So who's going to eat the 10 breads of chametz by the Soiv Zman Achila? Okay, Soiv Zman Achila is something like, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock? I don't remember, something around that age, like that time, 10 o'clock. So if you're going to bring early in the morning, you're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, and you're going to bring a Korban Torah. First of all, everyone's going to kill you, because what are you bringing chametz to the Beis HaMikdash? Everyone, there are going to be 15 million people coming to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a Korban Pesach, and you show up there 9 o'clock in the morning, or 8 o'clock in the morning, with your Korban Torah, with 40 breads, 30 of them are matz, and 10 of them are chametz. You want to make everyone's kalim treif, chametz stick. What are you showing up in the Beis HaMikdash there, Erev Pesach, 8 o'clock in the morning, with 10 breads of chametz? You're looking for trouble. And even if you're going to bring the Korban Torah, you have to eat those 10 breads before the Soiv Zman Achila by 10 o'clock. Therefore, they told the people, don't even bother. Erev Pesach, you cannot bring a Korban Torah because we cannot deal with the 10 breads of chametz. What about Erev Yom Kippur? Same thing. Even though you can eat the breads the whole day, but ordinarily, you can eat the breads at night, by day and at night, the following night. But Yom Kippur, you can't eat it at night. So therefore, you're being memayet in the Zman Achila. The Torah says you can eat the Korban Torah by day and the following night. But you can't, because the following night is Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, you can't eat. Not only can't you eat the bread, you can't eat the meat. So because you're limited by 50% in the Zman Achila of your Korban Torah, Erev Yom Kippur, therefore they did not offer Korban Torah Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore to commemorate that, we do not say in the davening Mizmor L'Soida, which corresponds to the Korban Torah.
Rabbi, is there the size of these breads?
Yeah.
Nothing was said about it.
Right. So this was very the Gemara.
Like muffins and mini muffins and even mini muffins.
Okay. So the Gemara. So Rashi told us the measures. Rashi yesterday says, I don't know what these measures on Isaron each.
So
the chametz, this is what's a very chiddush. The chametz was the 10 breads of chametz were equal in volume to the 30 breads of matzah. Because the pasuk, this is the Gemara, this Dan Rash doesn't tell you all these information. Because the pasuk says, in one pasuk, it says all of the matzah, im al toido yakrivenu. You bring the Korban Torah, chalois matzois bilus b'ashamen. That's number one. Number two, orikike matzois mishuchim b'ashamen. Number three, v'soilus murbeches chalois bilus b'ashamen. Then it says these three matzois, 30 breads, al should match the chalois lechem chametz. So the chametz were large, were massive.
So with the etalon, if the first one is a 1 penny, you can start with 1 penny and match it to 1 penny, or you can start with 20, with a quarter and match to a quarter. So it would be different sizes. Everybody would bring different size.
No. So it was a standard size. That's what the Gemara says. The Rashi alluded to this. It was a standard size. It has to be a certain measure of flour in each saroin. And each ten bread, something like that. But the amount, the volume of the chametz was three times the amount of flour that was used to make the chametz was three times the amount of flour of each of the matzos, because all of the matzos equaled in volume to the amount the volume of the chametz. So it was a lot. It was very large muffins, very very big. They were massive. They were very, very big.
And it is addressed, the people bring ready already, or it was baked in the Beis HaMikdash?
It was baked, no, it was baked outside the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi said. Rashi says it seems like you can bake it in the house, at home. From Rashi, it's mashma that you can bake it wherever you want, even in Chutz Li'aretz. And you bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. Here are my 40 breads, here is my animal. And then when they slaughter the animal, the shechita is what gives sanctity to the breads. The breads were baked as chulin. It's, I don't know if maybe chulin, but there was no, even if it was kodesh, it doesn't matter. You can bake it outside the bay, you can bake it anywhere in the Chutz Li'aretz, it seems. You bring it there, and the Chutz Li'aretz is tamei. Everything in Chutz Li'aretz is tamei. So maybe not in Chutz Li'aretz, but outside, even outside Yerushalayim. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, everything is tamei. The land out of Chutz Li'aretz, the Gemara says this time, but in Eretz Yisrael, you bake it. You bring 40 loaves of bread ready to go, packaged in plastics with zip tie, with twist ties, like in the bakery. We're all ready to go. 40 loaves of bread, ten of each type. And then when you shech the carbon toida, the shechita is what gives the 40 breads kedusha. And it must then be inside the Beis HaMikdash. And after you shech and you bring the carbon, then you can take the breads outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside, and you can do with it, and you eat it wherever you want, and you can give it to whoever you want. You can give it to any person you want, provided that he's tahar. And that's what they did. That's what they did. People would go over there. Anytime there's a carbon, let's have a big carbon. You couldn't possibly eat the whole carbon yourself. So you make a party. You make a party and you distribute it. You give it to people. When I went once to Lag BaOmer to Meron, so they have a lot of different. They set up these massive dining rooms. All over the place, and they give out free food. Someone warned me. Don't you dare eat the food. You'll get sick. it's not so simple. You know, the standards of the health standards in Meron are not like in New York State. Don't eat, touch anything someone offers you when you're there in Meron. Don't stay away. You'll get sick. It's not, you know, the standards of cleanliness. And not so simple. So I tackle. Listen, I didn't really have any opportunity anyway. You know, I was in and out very quick. I came there, we were there for a little bit. We went back home. It's interesting in hindsight. When I was there probably, I don't know, 3-4 years before the tragedy. A tragedy. 45 people were killed. 45 people. And I remember when I was there, I went to, I had someone who was a very interesting experience, very unusual experience. Someone there basically, he took me by the hand, and he took me around, he took care of me. And I went to a very nice hadlaka, and at one point in time, I felt I was being crushed. There were so many people, I felt like, I really feel like, you know, and I was mechazik myself. I'm just gonna stand there strong, and right away it stopped. I never realized what great danger it was. What a danger! Only a couple of years later, 45 people died; they were crushed. I had the same experience by the Kosel 20 years ago, Shavuos morning. I went there. in the middle of the night to the koisel. I got there like the middle of the night and I sat down by the koisel. And then it came time to, like 2 hours later, to daven. People started coming and coming and coming, no end. And 20 years ago, there was no such concern for this. So there was no aisles. There was no, you know, today I'm sure they have an aisle, you know, and they have gate. It should be safe. They didn't have that. No one cared. And I remember it was so crowded. I was like in the front. It was so crowded. And I remember I feeling going to be crushed. And there's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to move. In front of you is the Koyosel or whatever, are people. And behind you, they're just coming and coming and coming and coming. It's mamish sakonis nefashos. It's very, very scary. Got to be careful. These large, large gatherings are very, very dangerous. They're very, very dangerous. Extremely dangerous. By the goyim, this happens all the time. Mecca. Every year in Mecca, there's a stamp. Every year, people get killed like this. And other places, and these other, by the goyim, they don't talk about it on the news. But it's a very dangerous thing to a lot of people. All right, going back. So we have over here 40 loaves of bread. Okay, this right, so that's coming. Now we go to a new sugya. Anaya sugya of neder or nidava. Now we go to a new category. A regular carbon shlamim. When would a person bring a carbon shlamim? A gift. A neder or nidava. What's the difference between a neder and a nidava? A neder is where you accept upon yourself responsibility. I want to give a gift to Hashem, a karbon shlamim. And that means the obligation devolves upon me, the person. L'may nafkamina, if I dedicate an animal, this is going to be the fulfillment of my vow, and then the animal dies, or the animal disappears, or something happens to it, whatever happens to it. I then are required to replace it and buy another animal. Because a neder is where the obligation rests upon me, the person. A nedava is where I take an animal and I designate this specific animal to be a gift, a karbon shlamim. If this specific animal dies, gets lost, I am not responsible. I did mine. I dedicated this animal. As long as this animal is present, I'm going to bring it. If the animal dies, disappears, gets lost, it's not my problem. It's not my problem, it's over. That's the difference between a neder and a nedava. Zevach karbonoi, this is a regular karbon shlamim, the zevach karbonoi, b'yoyim hakrivo es zivcho ye'ochel, u'mimochoros, and the next day. So a regular karbon shlamim, the pasuk says, if you bring a regular carbon, whether it's a neder or a nedava, whether you bear responsibility to replace it or not, if you offer it, you can eat its meat on that very day, and the next day, and the night in between, and that's it. 2 days, and the night in between. In contrast to the carbon toida that we learned above, and all of the other things that we learned, 1 day and one night. A regular carbon shlamim, that's a neder or a nedava. Again, whether you accept responsibility or do not, it's 2 days and the night in between. Yechel mimacharas, v'hanoysa mimenu yechel, and whatever is left over, it says over here, you can eat the next day. So v'hanoysa mimenu means whatever is left over on the first day, you can eat on the next day. And this is, let's see if it's first or the first. Oh, by the way, we didn't do the targum. We're not going to do the Targum now. I forgot to do the Targum on the previous Pasuk. It's all right. We're going to go weiter. We already did this Pasuk. Let's read this Pasuk. We'll talk about the Pasuk. Pasuk 16. The first thing Rashi says, a regular carbon shlamim that's not being brought as a carbon toida for a miracle does not need any bread. I mean, you have a mincha. Let's see. But right now, there's no special breads. V'necheles l'shneyamim k'mo sh'mefarish binyin. U'mimocharos, the next day, v'hanoysar mimenu berishon ye'ochel. Vav zo yiserihi. Why does it say the word v'hanoysar? What, the vav is extra. U'mimochar, let's see. V'imnerne devo yikhozo v'yom hakivo ezivcho ye'ochel Mimocharos. So it just yeochel. It should say whatever is left, whatever is yeochel. When will you eat it? You eat it. And yeochel. Let's see. Umimocharos hanoisar. I think what he means is the vav of the word of vehanoisar. That's what it seems. The vav of vehanoisar is not necessary. It's just say umimocharos on the next day. Hanoisar mimenu yeochel. If there would not have been a vav in this pasuk, we would not know the difference. So why then is there a vav? So Rashi says vav zu yiserehi. It's extra. The yesh kamoya harbe b'mikra kagoin ve'ela v'neitzivoin ve'ayavano. You don't need the word. You don't need the word b'nei tzivayin. B'nei tzivayin, ayah, the b'nei are ayah v'ana. You don't need the vav of v'ayah. Teis v'kodesh u'tzva mirmas. I don't know what that pasuk means, but it seems there that one of the vavs are extra. I don't know which vav is extra. So he's saying over here we have an extra vav and don't get worked out. Now, if Rashi has to tell you that the vav is extra and it's a style of writing, you can bet your bottom dollar that Rashi is responding to someone that says the Vav is necessary. Now, who would be the first target? Targum, because Rashi wrote a Sefer on the Targum. So let's see, what does the Targum over here on this Pasuk say? I have a Chiddush over here and what the Targum says. Targum, Unkelus. So Targum says, V'im nidra oy nidavta, if you bring a neder and a dava, nichsas the sacrifice, kurbanei, a sacrifice of your carbon, biyoma di yakriv yos nichsisei, the day that you bring the sacrifice, yis achel, uviyoma de basroihi, and on the next day, udi ishto arminei, whatever is left over, yis achal. All right, so there's something over here going on. The Targum does not seem to address the Vav. Maybe there is a nuance that the Targum is saying, and Rashi is coming to reject. Maybe there is a machlokes. I'll quickly look over here what it says here in the Ma'at Sori. Maybe Rashi, because Rashi is writing on the Targum. Maybe Rashi was bothered by the Targum. Maybe there was a nuance that triggered Rashi to say this. Okay. This is Perek 7. Perek 7, Pasuk Tezayin. Okay, here it is. Then Noisimani Yechel, Targum, Pasuk Tezayin. Let's see. Dikorev. Uviyom Dibosrohi. Uviyom Sha'acharov. Af Agav Shalosh Nakashavi Macharos Bolba Oismem. Uncle is tear game, but is base. Ah, look at this. Biyomo lufi kavanas amikra. Kavan shachila muteris rak yoim hamocharos. Vay mashakosav lekamon viyuvan yosef mashakosav ramban b'shem mafarshim sheyesh lofarish mimocharos shehu kumoy bimocharos. Kavan shloy tovay ho is base b'milim mochar mocharos. Okay, there's a lot of, let's see, Udishta Arla, that's Rashi, Oizva, Bemila, Vanoisa, Yisari, Ava Uncle, Sachinis, Latargumai, Vieshla Mash, Apirish Karamban, Shlachatilim, is a little bit of a reason. Ava the Evid, Kishinishtair, Kishinishtair, Yachlem, be a machine. Ooh, look at this. We have over here, see, we have over here a home run. That's what we do here in the Shia. We try over here to make Machlekis. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Shalom is a euphemism for Machloikis. It's a euphemism. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Machloikis Ba'olam. They don't want to say Shalom. They say Shalom. It's really a euphemism. The goal of this shiur is to make a Machloikis Rashi and the Unkelus. And that's exactly what it says over here. And there's a very beautiful Chiddush. I think once on a Friday, I once spoke about this. This, I mean, you know, they don't really talk about in yeshiva. A carbon shlame, how many days are you allowed to eat the carbon shlame? So everyone says, I'm aretz, you don't know the halacha. A carbon shlame is kot shekalim, 2 days and the night in between. A carbon toida is 1 day and 1 night. Kotche kotche. Rashi says, chat us one day, one night. That's what the Veld says. That's what I always was taught. That's what I was taught. So it turns out that's not so simple. Really, you can argue, and this is what the Ramban says, and this is really what Unkelis says. And that's why there's a Vav in the Pasuk. A carbon shlamim, you eat it for one day and one night, and that's it. One day and one night. Kotche kotchen, one day, one night. What's the difference? The difference, let's say you are in violation. Let's say you're an avarion. And you let it, you don't eat it within one day and one night. What do you do now? So if it's kotche kodosh, you have to burn it. If it's kotche kalim, the pasuk says, okay, you know what? Bidyeved, if you messed up, you can eat it a second day. But it's not a lichatchila. Lichatchila, when you learn the halacha, how many days are you given to eat kodshe kalim? One day and one night, and that's it. Kodshe kodshim, one day, one night. Oh, what happens if you leave it over? So if it's kodshe kodashim, burn it. If it's kodshe kalim, eat it. The eating on the second day is not a mitzvah. It's a way to dispose of it. Tremendous chiddush. For how long do you get a mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to eat kodshei kalim. The ochlu oisam asher kupar bohem. Mikan sheha akoyhanim oichlem ubailim mischaprim. You have to eat the carbon in order to get a full kupar. How many days are you given that opportunity to eat it to achieve the goal? According to Rashi, 2 days. According to the Ramban, 1 day. If you don't eat it by the end of one day and one night, you're done. Finished. You lost out. There's no more opportunity to eat it to get kapara. Okay, what do I do with it now? Dispose of it. How do you dispose of it? If it's kodshe kodoshim, you dispose of it by burning it. If it's kodshe kalim, dispose of it by eating it. But when you're eating it, you're not eating it midin carbon. You're eating it midin disposal. It's a way of disposing it. You're not going to get all the glory of, oh, Rashi disagrees. Rashi says the same glory you get the first day, you get the same thing the second day. That's the machloikis Rashi and Unkelis. The machloikis is, why is there a vav? According to Unkelis, it's you have a car. The neder nedav zevach shalom yom yigivo is zivcho ye ochel on the day umi mocharas. Now this is a little bit difficult of you. What does it mean umi mocharas? I think umi mocharas means the following night. Not really. Mochar means the next day. Ye ochel umi mocharas. I don't know, it's a little schwer. But one thing is clear. The Vav, v'hanoisar mimenu ye'ochel, it's a separate statement. According to the Ramban, it seems, I have to go back and see exactly how you learned on the Pasuk, it's going back and telling you, this that I said, you can eat it on the second day, that's not a lichatchila. That's not a lichatchila. That is a disposal. Really, it's like saying over here, it's really what the Pasuk is saying, according to the way the Ramban learns and the way Unkelis is really learning. You bring the carbon, period. That's it. That's it. Now, read the rest out of order. V'hanoisar mimenu yeyochel mimocharos. Whatever you leave over, dispose of on the next day. It's out of order. Now, the way you know that's the pshat is because why is there a vav? And why is there noisar? Rashi says, don't say that. The vav is just a style of writing. Lichatchila, you can eat it for 2 days. Lichatchila. The second day is whatever. You can't eat the first day. Eat the second day. But it's all the same. When you put the vav there, it's giving a connotation that this is a separate din. So he wants to say over here in the Ma'atzari, in the Sefer, that's why the Targum includes the Vav. If Rashi was correct, the Targum, when he would translate the Pasuk, he would leave out the Vav. He would leave out Ude Ishto Ar Mine Yisrachal. Because the Targum does that. He leaves out things, he adds things. When something in the Pasuk is really a style of writing, he doesn't incorporate that into his translation. We found him did much more extreme things than this. The fact that he keeps the Vav inside indicates that the Targum held the Vav is critical. Why would the Vav be critical? So according to the Ramban, it's teaching you, again, we have to see in detail, a chiddush, is that the second day of eating of Shlomim, it's disposal. It's not the real kachem anymore. After one day, you're finished. But, and Rashi picked up on this. Rashi picked up that the Targum included the Vav, because Rashi is writing a Sefer on the Targum, not on Chumash. And he saw what the Targum did. And Rashi didn't like that. And Rashi says, no, I disagree with you. Don't put that Vav in there, in your translation. Vav zu yiserihi. And he gives examples. So it appears, indeed, we have a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelis. And Unkelis is going like the other Rishonim, which say this incredible chiddush, is that by Kodshei Kalim, one day, one night. The second day, it's noiser. Noiser. When you say the word noiser to Yeshiva Bacha, you know what he thinks? Fire. That's what you think about. Noiser. Oh, there's a loisase. A noiser, you have to burn noiser. Every time you have noiser, you have to burn it. Noiser. No. There's noiser. Noiser has to be disposed of. How do you dispose of it? Kachem, you burn it. Kachem, kalim, you eat it. You're not eating it, midin kachem anymore, but you have to eat it to dispose of it. That's why the Vav is critical. Rashi says, no, there's no such thing. Why did it say noiser? It said noiser, whatever, it said noiser. All right, so something along those lines. All right, Blazer, thank you for coming and learning with me. You saved me from wasting time. Thank you. Have a good night, Laser. Heshi, thank you very much. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.